What we're dealing with here,
littering air,
is a complete lack of respect for the law.
And smoke in the reef.
Called the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
Dust pop?
Yeah.
No, it's not real.
This thing a weed.
Takes one solid weekend of training to get that bag.
Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome back to the Police Academy podcast. This is a special episode in that I mean that it is the full episode is available to members of the Police Academy Podcast Nation. You can get the full episode at Patreon, patreon.com/Police Academy Podcast. This episode is, I'm going to read an email from a listener and answer the questions that are in this email. We're going to talk about how to, or he asked some questions about picking a department and work-life balance. We're going to talk about that. I hope everyone is doing well during this apocalypse. And all kidding aside, this is impacting a lot of people in some very tough ways. So if you're having a hard time, our thoughts and prayers are with you. This is unprecedented in at least my lifetime. And I think most people who are even, you know, people who have seen a lot more life than I have never seen anything quite like this. So we're with you. Feel free to reach out if you're struggling and just want to share with somebody. I'm all ears. I'm always a shoulder to lean on. So before we get started, I am extremely excited to introduce you for the first time to the Police Academy Tumblr. All right, so this is a special Tumblr. It is the first 50. I don't know if you can see that. Hopefully you can. Tumblr, and that is this is an exclusive limited edition Tumblr that will only go out to the first 50 subscribers to our top tier membership called The Fearless. So we have three membership levels, the good, the strong, and the fearless. This Tumblr, there are only 50 of them. I don't even get one. I'm not special enough to get one of these first 50 Tumblrs. The first 50 of them go out to our first members of that top tier, and we are shipping them out here starting next week. We just got them, and the rest of our shipping materials are on the way. So they're going to be sending them out soon. All right. You also may notice the sexy, extremely badass shirt that I'm wearing. This is from The Badge Life Fitness and Apparel. These guys have actually been kind enough to give us 10 free shirts for members of the Police Academy Podcast Nation over at Patreon. So, of the next 50 members that sign up for the Police Academy Podcast membership at Patreon, 10 of those members are going to get a free Badge Life shirt. And so I opened this shirt today. I just put it on a few minutes ago. And if you've been listening to the podcast for very long, you know that, and if you're on the podcast, this is also on YouTube. So if you want to see what I'm talking about, go to YouTube. Obviously, just find our channel and you'll see the video. But I just put this on. You know, If you know me and you know the show, that I'm not going to blow smoke, all right? This is my honest take. This is my first impression of this shirt is that it is probably the highest quality material built shirt that I currently possess. It's extremely thick and like heavy. Just the weight of the shirt was the first thing I noticed when I picked it up. I was like, the material seems to be very high quality. It's a very form fitting shirt. Larges usually don't fit me in the shoulders well. The shoulders tend to be a little bit wider for me, but I have to wear larges. Otherwise, I look like I'm wearing one of my kids' shirts. But this shirt is perfect. It fits me extremely well. They're amazing shirts. This is actually the Bold Performance shirt. That's one of the many apparel items that they have, and they also have fitness gear as well. If you go to thebadgelife.com, you can check that stuff out. Use promo code Police Academy. If you go check their stuff out, you see something you like, when you check out, use promo code Police Academy, you'll get a free patch. I've also got, hang on one second. If you're watching the video, there went somebody's tumbler. But if you're watching the video, you can see I've got one of the patches on my Kevlar vest. So if you use promo code Police Academy, you get a free patch and you get free shipping as well. Again, 10 of these are going to the next 50 members of our new Police Academy podcast membership. So go check that out. Patreon.com/Police Academy Podcast. And of course, if you want to buy one of these directly, go to thebadgelife.com, promo code Police Academy. Okay, so to the meat and potatoes of this episode. This is an email. There's really two main questions in this email. I'm going to read the first and answer the first, and I will read the second. And then, as I said, this is a special extra episode. The rest of it will be available on the Patreon membership. You have to be a member to hear the whole episode. Okay, here we go. Hello. The first question is that I am very interested in police work. It's not a question, but he gets to it. I have submitted a few applications to a few departments, two in my state, Georgia, and one out of state, Colorado. I'm more interested in going to Colorado than staying in my home state. One reason is I absolutely love the state of Colorado. Two, the pay is significantly better than here in Georgia, about $20,000 a year difference, in fact. So I have recently graduated from blank university with a bachelor's in political science and a minor in French. Most people I hear talking about the hiring process with the police departments say that you should try to stand out. And I was wondering if this would really stick out to a department or not. Part of me feels like I know the answer, which would be yes, but I don't know if I'm just being biased or not. Okay, so my answer to this part of the question is yes, you're going to stick out for sure, or stand out for sure. And it is up to you as to whether you stand out in a good way or just in a weird way. Having a degree like that doesn't immediately hit someone, you know, talking about like your potential employer, it's not necessarily going to hit them right away as to how that could apply to a career in law enforcement. But a political science degree would be useful once you get into the kind of higher levels of a department, the levels in which you deal more with the media, more with the public, the ones that you deal with policy more, for example. So if you can craft your argument, so to speak, to support how that degree would be beneficial in the law enforcement field, then absolutely you will stand out in a good way. At the very least, they're going to see this on paper and go, interesting. I want to ask that guy a few questions. So have good answers to those questions is the long and the short of it. The next question is, quote, I am someone who is very family oriented. How much of a sacrifice would I have to make? And what would you say are good paths to make up for missing holidays, birthdays, and family events? Now, again, to hear my answer to this question, you have to be a member of the Police Academy Podcast Nation over at patreon.com/Police Academy Podcast. Again, the strong and the fearless membership tiers, which are the middle and the highest tier, have access to this full video and full podcast. So if you want to hear my answer to the second question, go to patreon.com, look up Police Academy Podcast, and subscribe to either the strong or the fearless. And again, if you subscribe to the fearless, you get our hang on exclusive limited edition Police Academy Podcast first 50 tumbler. And you also will be, if you're one of the first 50, able to potentially win a free shirt from Badge Life. I forgot to mention, they also sent me a hat. He didn't tell me he was going to send me a hat, but pretty badass hat as well. Under the bill, it's got the thin blue line, Blue Lives Matter flag, which is pretty cool. I'm not going to wear it because I don't look good in hats. and I don't want to tarnish the brand. However, it's a pretty sweet hat. My wife loves it and says I should wear it. So we'll see. We'll see if I can get there. But I love the hat. Go check them out, thebadgelife.com. And if you want to hear the rest of this episode, you want to hear my answer, go to patreon.com/Police Academy Podcast. We'll see you all next time. As always, do good, be strong, fear nothing.